Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener supported, hands on radio for Greene and Columbia counties. I'm Antonia, I'm 14, and I'm having some microphone issues, but I'm from Hudson.
I'm Emily, I'm also from Hudson. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library.
Yay!
Hooray!
So, Emily and I. Mm-hmm. Sometimes Ingrid and Gina, previously Quinn and Maddie, sometimes Sophie, and just all these really cool people. Mm-hmm. We're here every Monday from 3:30 to 4 p.m. talking about books. Books we love, books we're currently reading.
All that good stuff.
Yay! So, you know what we're going to talk about today? Books.
It's shocking, I know.
Whoa! What? Yeah, but we're not just talking about any books. We're talking about books that are coming out in May.
Hooray.
Or just came out
or
really
basically
recently.
Came out in May. Yeah. You know when they come out the last day of April.
Yeah.
So you don't actually get it until May.
Yeah.
So it feels like it's a May release.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to talk about
those kind of books. Mm-hmm. So you can, these are the kind of books that you can read like before anyone else. And like, because they just came out in May and nobody else knows about them. And then when
be a trendsetter.
Yeah. And then when they become really popular, you can be like, I read that book before it was cool. What? Yeah, I have a friend who did that with The Hunger Games. It was really impressive.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for them.
It was good for them. So, we've got
piles and piles of books,
because that's what happens when you're a librarian and you like books. You get piles of books, and Emily's a librarian.
It's true.
It's cool.
Yep. So, what's a book in your pile that sounds good?
The book in my pile, the first one, the one on top, is called Catch a Falling Star, and it's by Kim Culbertson. Sometimes life goes off script. Dun dun dun. The back annoys me because they didn't capitalize anything, and I think you should capitalize stuff. But it doesn't really say much about the book, so I'll read the inside cover instead.
The jacket. Mm-hmm. Flap.
It says, nothing ever happens in Little California, which is just the way Carter Moon likes it. She's planning on a low-key summer of days working at her parents' restaurant and nights spent stargazing with her best friend's alien. His name is literally Alien. Alien, Drake, and Cole. I think there should be a comma there. Okay, anyway. And Cole. Cole. All while avoiding even thinking about life after senior year. But when Hollywood arrives to film a movie starring former child star turned public relations mess, Adam Jakes, everything changes. Suddenly, Carter's beautiful, sleepy town has turned into a giant, glittery set, and much to Carter's annoyance, everyone is starry-eyed for Adam. Carter seems to be the only girl not falling all over herself to get a glimpse of the stunning star, which apparently makes her perfect for the secret offer of a lifetime, playing the role of Adam's girlfriend while he is in town, to improve his public image in exchange for a hefty paycheck. Her family really needs the money, and to her own surprise, Carter finds herself saying yes. But, yes. It'll be just like any other summer job, right? But keeping a secret this big from her friends isn't easy, and it turns out Adam isn't at all who she thought he was. Worse yet, she might actually be falling for him. As they grow closer, their relationship walks a blurry line between what's real and what's fake, and Carter must open her eyes to the scariest of unexpected worlds, her future. Can Carter figure out what she wants out of life and get the guy? Or are there no Hollywood endings in real life?
Mm. Wow.
I have a question about this book. And I know nobody's going to answer it because it makes me sad. But if she is playing the role of his girlfriend to improve his public image, then how come she can't tell her friends? Because wouldn't her friends be like this is his girlfriend? Like, you know, like if he has to have a girlfriend to improve his image, then, you know, your image is what people see. So wouldn't her friends see and be like, oh, that person on the cover of People magazine who's dating Adam whatever, like, oh, that's my best friend.
Well, my guess is that she has to pretend even with her friends that she's really dating him.
Oh.
Because it's, you know, it's part of the deal probably is that it has to be top secret. No one can know.
Because
what if her friends tell someone the truth?
Oh. No. But
especially Alien. I don't think he's to be trusted.
No, I don't think so either. The cover, the title is a pun.
Catch a falling star.
Because it's like about a star, but then she wants to stargaze.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's bumpy.
And looking at this book, it doesn't look like a book that either Antonia and I would normally read.
No.
But I think it sounds really fun.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't think I'm going to read this one. And then I read the description. I was like, maybe I'll read this one.
Yeah.
It sounds like a nice, light, fun read.
It's kind of weird. Like, it's not... I've never heard of anything like it before. It's funny. It kind of reminds me of like a Sarah Dessen book.
Mm. Which I haven't been able to get into yet.
I haven't
Everybody
read any
loves
of
them,
them,
though.
I haven't read any of them, but that's just what it reminds me of.
Well, I have a book in my pile that is also about Hollywood in some ways.
Yay.
So I figured I'd share that one.
The author's really pretty. There's a picture of
her. She is very pretty. So this one's called Everything Leads to You, and it's by Nina LaCour, who also wrote Hold Still and The Disenchantments. And it's a very pink cover, at least on the advance copy. And this one, I think, might be more of a new adult book than a young adult book, although it's labeled young adult. But I'm pretty sure that the character is in college, although maybe I'm wrong. Huh. But, okay, this is the description. A talented young production designer with a genius for decor, Emmy can't help but see coral-colored melancholy in wallpaper and happily ever after in the gold-embroidered green sofa. Armed with this artistic talent, she's thriving in the competitive LA film scene, but perpetually floundering when it comes to designing a love life that's more than make-believe. But when she discovers a mysterious letter at the estate sale of a Hollywood film legend, Emmy must move beyond the walls of her carefully crafted world and into a grittier reality. With her best friend at her side, she chases down clues that lead to a beautiful and enigmatic girl with a not-so-glamorous past, a long-lost secret, and the potential for true love at last.
True love.
That's funny, because I just read a book that involves estate sales.
Estate sales?
It's all connected for me.
All goes together. Mm-hmm. The cover's actually really pretty.
Yeah, it's got nice typeface.
Yeah.
And good colors.
I like the colors. I'm not usually such a big fan of pink, but that one did it well.
It's very nice.
Yeah. It sounds funny, too. Like, what? I'm trying to figure out, like, is it, like, mystery, like, ooh, I found this letter and now I have to go on a hunt, or is it like, I'm kind of confused.
I think it might be like an everyday sort of mystery where where you really want to know something. It's not quite like a mystery where you have to solve it or else you'll die or like bad things will happen, but you're like, I really want to know what the deal is with this thing.
Cool.
You go on a little personal quest.
Dun, dun, dun. Mm-hmm. Well, I have one called One Safe Place, or The One Safe Place, and it's got some kids running in a cornfield on it. There's a advance praise for it on the back that is kind of cool, and I like it. Mm-hmm. It says, in this near future dystopia with echoes of The Giver and Among the Hidden, Tanya Unsworth has created an unsettling page-turner, fast-paced and filled with dread, the totally satisfying and startlingly original. I read The Giver.
Me too. I liked it a lot.
I didn't.
You didn't?
No.
I haven't read the other books in the series.
There's other books? The Giver? That's a series?
Yeah, but I think they're sort of in the same world, but they don't have, you know, it's not like a sequel necessarily, but...
I see. Yeah.
It's a sequel, but it's not a sequel. Like, yeah. I don't think the characters...
Like what they did with Extras and Uglies.
I haven't read those. Well, I read Uglies.
It was good. Well, I'm wondering how it can have echoes of The Giver and Among the Hidden and still be startlingly original. But
it's just echoes.
Okay. The thing says, Devin doesn't remember his life before the world got hot. He has grown up farming the scorched earth with his grandfather in the remote valley. When his grandfather dies, Devin heads for the city. Once there, among the stark glass buildings, he finds scores of children just like him, living alone on the streets. They tell him rumors of a place far for abandoned children, with unlimited food and toys and the hope of finding a new family, but only the luckiest get there. An act of kindness earns Devin an invitation to the Gabriel H. Penn Home for Childhood, but it's soon clear that it's no paradise. As Devin investigates, the home's intimidating administrator and the zombie-like sickness that afflicts some children there, he discovers its horrific true mission. The only real hope is escape, but the home is as secure as a fortress. Fans of dystopian fiction and spine-chilling adventure will devour the one safe place. Its haunting themes will resonate long after they've turned the final page. I feel like the descriptions and the advanced praise for it sound better than the actual hope. Oh, they have pretty things on the...
Yeah. I thought this one sounded really good. And it's interesting. I think it was... I think it's sort of like on the younger end of YA or the older end of middle grade, which sometimes I like books that fit in that little zone.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like accessible to younger readers who are, you know, advanced readers.
Yeah.
But they're also still fun for older readers too.
The girl on the cover has a pretty blue dress on.
Mm-hmm. And there's like birds and stuff.
And corn.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it takes place in the city. Well, I guess he's in the corn place before then.
You can grow corn in the city.
I just breathed really hard into the microphone.
It happens sometimes. All right, so I'm going to read one that's much different than those, I think. I haven't read it yet. So this one's called Curses and Smoke, a novel of Pompeii. I can never remember how to say that right.
Pompeii.
Yeah. I always want to say Pompeii.
Pompeii.
But it's Pompeii. By Vicky Alvear Schechter. And she wrote a book called Cleopatra's Moon that I didn't read because it was sort of put out there as historical fiction and romance, which I'm usually not drawn to, those two things. Mm-hmm. Although usually when I do read them, they're fine. but I heard really good things about Cleopatra's Moon. So this one caught my eye for that reason. And this one also is historical fiction.
Oh, it is?
You know, wow. Pompeii.
Pompeii.
And it's also a romance.
What?
And this one comes out later this month, May 27th, so it's not out yet. But here's the description. When your world blows apart, what will you hold on to? Yeah, this is like the movie trailer. Tag wants nothing more than to fight in the gladiatorial arena to earn enough money to win his freedom and escape the curse he bears. But without the chance to become a fighter, his future as a slave is sealed. Lucia wants to explore the world, to discover the causes of natural mysteries, like the tremors that shake her beloved city of Pompeii. But since her father needs money to expand his business, she is doomed to marry a much older man. Love is not something either one expects, yet when the childhood friends reconnect, a forbidden passion sparks between them, stirring up long-buried secrets and lies. As the Earth's tremors grow stronger and more frequent, Tag and Lucia must choose between the lives they know and the one they want to claim together before a volcano destroys their whole world.
A volcano? Dun-da-da. It's
yeah, I'm trying to decide if it's going to have... if they're doomed or if it's going to have a surprise happy ending. Because it's sort of like with... Whenever I read a book that's compared to Romeo and Juliet, you're like, okay... This is not going to end well. And this is like, you know, it's all based around Pompeii, right. Where you, if you know about history, you know what happened. And so it's interesting. I'm like, are they going to make
funny.
It?
Like,
I don't know.
Stories with natural disasters, that they always, like, I don't know. They're funny. Because when you think about, like, oh my gosh, it's going to destroy everything. You think about, like, a dragon, or, like, an army, or, like, a evil witch, and then it's, like, the volcano is gonna destroy everything. Like, I don't know. How do they know the volcano is gonna erupt?
I don't know.
They know
everything. I don't know how they knew back then. I know how we know now.
Yeah, now. But, like, okay. That's funny. I think that one sounds good.
I'm curious to hear more about it.
It sounds really dramatic. Mm-hmm. Forbidden love. Okay, I have one. And I only wanted to read this one so I could say The Thickety on the radio.
That's the name of the book.
The Thickety. A Path Begins by J.A. White. It's coming out on... Oh, it came out on the 6th. Mm-hmm. So you could get it if you want to. It's square. I really like square books, even though I, like, never read them. They make me happy. And it smells nice.
And it looks like it's very adventuresome.
Yeah, it's got, like, a thickety on the cover. With some people riding through, like, on a horse. Mm-hmm. It seems really cool. I kind of want to read it. Okay. Oh, it's on the back. It says, a thrilling and spellbinding tale about a witch's children, a mysterious forest, and the power of magic. When Kara Westphal was 6 years old, her mother was convicted of the worst of all crimes, witchcraft. Years later, Kara and her little brother Taff are still shunned by the people of their village, who believe that nothing is more evil than magic, except, perhaps, the mysterious forest that covers nearly the entire island. It has many names, the place. Sometimes it is called the Dark Wood, or Sordir's Realm, but mostly it's called the Thickety. When an unusual bird lures Kara into the Forbidden Forest, she discovers a strange book with unspeakable powers, a book that might have belonged to her mother, and that is just the beginning of the story.
Mm.
Dun, dun, dun. It's square. It sounds cool. Oh, there's like little things. There's
what
pretty
are
pictures
things?
In it.
Pretty pictures. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and
very pretty. They're like silhouettes.
They are like silhouettes, and there's a weird bird thing.
What
signs. A witch often hides behind an innocent face. That's why you must know the signs to look for. The path.
Mm.
Dun, dun, dun. Kara is a cool name.
Mm-hmm.
Emily.
All right, I got another one. This is another natural disaster book, but much different than that one. So this one's contemporary fiction. And it's by Jennifer Brown, who's best known for her book The Hate List, which is about a school shooting and sort of the aftermath of that.
I've heard about that one. Didn't we talk about that before?
It's possible.
I think we did.
It was a good book.
Did you read it?
Mm-hmm.
I think you talked about it.
So this one's called Torn Away, and it came out last week as well. And here's the description. Born and raised in the Midwest, Jersey Cameron knows all about tornadoes, or so she thinks. When her town is devastated by a twister, Jersey survives but loses her mother, her young sister, and her home. As she struggles to overcome her grief, she's sent to live with her only surviving relatives, first her biological father, then her estranged grandparents. In an unfamiliar place, Jersey faces a reality she's never considered before, one in which her mother wasn't perfect, and neither were her grandparents, but they all loved her just the same. Together, they create a new definition of family, and that's something no tornado can touch.
Aww.
Sounds sad.
It does sound sad.
Although, perhaps... ultimately, you know, heartwarming.
Yeah, it's a family book.
Mm-hmm.
Family. That's something you don't get so much anymore. Like, it's usually all like, I love this really cute boy with hair. But in that one, it's like, I love my family. They're really nice.
Mm-hmm.
That seems a little more relatable than, yeah.
Yeah. And one book we don't have here, but that comes out tomorrow, I talked about last week, which is We Were Liars.
Oh, yeah.
By E. Lockhart, which is a very good book. Highly suggested. Takes place on a private island.
Lost.
A young woman who's an heiress to
oh,
a fortune.
Oh, you talked about that one.
And she has some memory loss after... something that happened 2 summers ago on the island. They spend all their summers there.
Mm.
And so she's trying to figure out what happened, but it's difficult because no one will talk with her about it.
That's mean. If it happened to... gosh. How rude of them.
They have their reasons.
So...
you will find out when you read the story. Hey, which you should.
I should.
Yeah.
You should.
It's a good one.
Maybe I will.
I already read it, so.
But you.
But you, person, the people listening.
Yeah. What people, yes, listening, Emily?
Everyone.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Okay. So guess what we have?
What?
Blog.
We do.
That's our blog, true, is purple.
Mm-hmm. It's wearebound.wordpress.com.
wearebound.wordpress.com. Mm-hmm. You should totally check it out. It's really snazzy. It'll probably be the highlight of your 5 minutes.
Ooh. Yeah. There's some reviews.
Ooh, reviews. Written reviews by Quinn, Garrett, Maddie, me. All those good people.
And then past episodes as well. You can link episodes to the archives.
Archives. Yeah, you can listen what to it. So if you really liked this show and you're like, wow, that's great, I can't wait till next Monday, you can like go on our blog and listen to last Monday. Mm-hmm. And you can even listen to stuff from when Quinn and Maddie were here and we were like 8 years old.
Yeah, so it's pretty fun. Listening to old episodes, you guys are so cute. You have like little voices.
I want to listen to them.
My voice
to them
is
now
the same.
Oh, Emily.
It's all right.
Yeah.
So what I want to know before we go, what you've been reading recently.
I've been reading Aronia the Robber's Daughter.
Hooray.
And The Fault in Our Stars.
I've been reading that too.
Really?
Yeah, I just started listening to The Fault in Our Stars.
What part are you at?
Chapter 6. Cool. We'll talk about it later.
We
but
will.
I wanted to make sure I read or listened to it before the movie comes out.
Right, that's happening recently. Yeah. I mean, soon.
June 6th, I think.
June 6th, uh-huh. Yeah, that's what I heard. And the same guy that played Caleb in Divergent is being Augustus.
Yeah.
Augustus.
So Shailene Woodley, who is Triss in Divergent, is the star of The Fault in Our Stars. So in Divergent, she and, what's his name again?
I don't know.
Caleb.
Caleb.
What's his name?
Yeah.
Ansel?
I don't know.
Oh, it's something like that. But so those two play siblings in Divergent,
yeah,
and then they play a couple, I guess.
Wait, she's doing the what? I only knew the thing about Caleb.
She's the main character in Fault in Our Stars.
She is?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously?
Yep. She's in everything.
But she was, but what? Usually, like, when... Like, what happened with, like, I don't know. How can you be in two movies turned books, like, just, like, young adult? What? How?
She was also in Spectacular Now, which was based on a teen book.
No offense to anyone, but I didn't really like Shailene Woodley's acting.
I don't care. I'm sorry for you.
I know. Four was better than I expected. I was really worried, but he was all right. But she looked funny when she fake cried. I mean, it was really sad. It was a really sad scene, but she made me giggle. I mean, I like Jennifer Lawrence.
Who's not in that movie?
She's not, but I'm going to compare her to her because she's in other things that are...
Yeah, popular. I like her too.
Yeah.
And I can't wait for X-Men Days of Future Past,
oh,
with Jennifer Lawrence.
Whoa.
Because I love the X-Men.
She's been in a lot, too. Mm-hmm. Jennifer Lawrence, she's been going, making her rounds.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yay.
Hooray. Well, in addition to Fault in Our Stars, I've also been reading a book called A Time to Dance, which is also a May release, but I didn't want to talk about it on this show because I'll probably want to talk about it on next show.
Yeah, that was good thinking,
but
Emily.
It's by Padma Venkatraman. Venkatraman.
Ooh, it's pretty.
I have to figure out how to pronounce her name properly. But it's about a young woman in India who is a classical dancer. And something happens where she ends up losing belief. So just she becomes an amputee and has a prosthetic leg. And so she has to come to terms with what that does to her dancing career.
Is this one also historical fiction, or is it like now?
I don't know when it takes place. I would assume it's not very historical. It doesn't come across as historical so far. I just started it, so. Oh, and cool. It's told in verse, which I like.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Verse is cool. I only read like one.
And I haven't figured out where it takes place yet. I want to know.
When is it from? Where does it take place?
Yeah.
That's usually what you're... Okay, they should have told you. But maybe it's like a mystery, okay. And then at the end they're like, surprise, this took place in future New York City and we're just not telling you about it.
Yeah.
Yay.
I'm just curious.
It's orange.
Mm-hmm. It's a pretty cover. She has her pretty dress on.
Ooh, I want to see it, Emily.
Okay. Well. Well, she's looking at that. Well, we'll sign off for the day.
Oh, it is pretty.
But we hope you all have a great week with lots of great reading. If you're curious about any of the books we talked about on the show and have forgotten the titles or the authors, feel free to call up at the library and I will let you know.
Oh, cool. Nice. And so, yeah, until next week, happy reading.